JRMC Foundation Tree of Love returns for a 24th year, retirement open house planned for Doug Hogan. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Regional Medical Center Foundation is hosting the 24th annual Tree of Love dedication on Tuesday, December 14th. Originally started by the JRMC Auxiliary Group, the JRMC Foundation has taken over the longtime event for the past several years.
Purchasing an ornament that is displayed on our Tree of Love at JRMC, or if people would like to pick it up, we have a pickup date. And with a gift and a dedication of an ornament, you support care in our region.
JRMC Foundation Director Lisa Jackson says the JRMC will host a Facebook Live event at 11:30 a.m. on December 14th. The event will start at 11:30 a.m. with a prayer and dedication. Ornaments can then be picked up from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. by driving through the main entrance. Jamestown Parks and Recreation will be hosting an open house to honor Doug Hogan and to thank him for his 37 years of service to the community on December 16th. Hogan announced his retirement in September of this year. He told NewsDakota.com then that he had been mulling retirement for a few years. Hogan gave credit to his staff and commission with a lot of what Parks and Recreation has been able to accomplish.
It hasn't been just one individual, obviously. It's Parks and Recreation, it's the Jamestown community, and it's not just one project or just one thing that stands out. You know, there's a number of things, and it's been a team effort all through, and that's proud to be a part of that team.
The open house will again be Thursday, December 16th at the Bunker in Jamestown. Governor Burgum is set to travel to the southern border to visit North Dakota National Guard troops. The governor will travel to Texas next week to visit with soldiers from Bismarck-based 957th Engineer Company. The troops are currently supporting U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you follow us on Twitter at News Dakota.